Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, August 10th, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Joining me this week on the show via Zoom, and like I told her, we're going to get into her music later. I'm so excited about that, but I have to take care of what we need to take care of first. And I want to invite Dorothy to the people that listen from all over the country. Miss Dorothy, thank you for joining the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here, even though it's not in the same room. Yeah, I can't wait to chat.
Well, isn't technology pretty cool that we almost feel like it now? I mean, I remember I forget the name. It was a Sylvester Stallone movie a long time ago, and it was a futuristic movie where they looked on the wall and they could telephone and see each other. And I thought that would be cool one day. Well, here we are.
We're probably pretty close to seeing each other on the wall soon. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I tell you what, when we come back, we're going to do my favorite thing, and that is just get a shovel out and dig all into your life and see what God's been doing, what he's done, and how he's blessed you, because I know he has.
Amen.
So we'll be right back with Dorothy right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. I'm honored, I'm blessed, I'm really excited about this interview today because I have Dorothy. Dorothy, we gave you a quick introduction in the beginning of the show. Where are you calling in from?
Currently coming... Love words today. I'm currently calling in from right outside of Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay, so you're up around Nashville.
Yes.
Well, cool. That seems like everybody said it's the mecca for, used to be country music. It's the mecca for music. But I'm finding out every week now that God is stirring something up in that area. Because it just can't be that we have so many awesome Rock the Flock artists that are in the area.
Yeah, we're really lucky to have a pretty special hub of Christian music in Nashville. It's not very famous for that. So when I came to Nashville for the first time at 13 years old, I had no idea that this was going on here. But now that I live here, it's a part of my everyday life. And you're able to see all the people you love and work with around town. It's just a beautiful, beautiful community. And God's really blessed us out here.
Well, amen. Well, I tell you what, I told you in the break, I was going to ask you a really tough question. You know, and it gets the show going. It's the heartbeat to start all the fun stuff we're fixing to find out. Who is Dorothy?
Well, hopefully I'm prepared to answer that. I've had 22 years to think about it. I'm a singer-songwriter. I love Jesus. I was born and raised in Delaware, so I am kind of an East Coast girly at heart, even though that's not something I love to say in Nashville. I grew up just wanting to help people, and I was really into science, so I thought I was going to be a doctor, maybe a heart surgeon. Always had my sights on the medical field, even if that was animals. I looked into marine biology at one point, but music was never really on my mind. Learned to play instruments, but always used to tell my teachers, this is just a side project, I'm never going to be a musician. Funny enough, God had different plans for my life. Walked through some difficult losses to cancer with some friends of ours when I was like 10 and 11 years old. And I thought that was maybe just God directing me onto the path of oncology. But when I was 15 years old, all that loss and that anxiety had kind of like bubbled up. And my mental health was not good, especially for a teenager. And I had all these people tell me, like, these are the best years of your life. Like, high school, it's so fun. And I was like, I certainly hope not, because this is tougher than it feels like it should be. Mm-hmm. And it was around the time that I hit my lowest that the song You Say by Lauren Daigle came out. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the reasons I'm super passionate about Christian radio, because, of course, as soon as it was out, it was playing every hour on the hour. And that's how I was introduced to the song. And it was how God met me at my lowest point and reminded me that I was loved and that He had a purpose for me. But I tried to get right back on the medical school track. I was like, wow, music is changing my life. Didn't occur to me to do it. I was writing songs. Didn't occur to me to share them with anybody. But I went to a Lauren Daigle concert a couple weeks later, right at the peak of her just blowing up, which was such a special moment as it was. But I had a vision of being an artist, going on tour, being in writer's rooms. I had never even seen a writer's room before. There was no way for me to know what songwriting looked like, but I was seeing it. And I didn't grow up very charismatic, so that was an odd experience for me. So I just tried to brush it off because I was 15, I was anxious, I thought I must be delusional. But Lauren stopped the show a couple minutes later and shared her experience of having a vision when she was 15 years old at a very similar venue, going through very similar things. And she described everything I had just seen in my head. And I said, well, I guess God's trying to tell me something. And so the next day I cried at my parents' kitchen table and I said, I can't go to medical school anymore. I don't know what I'm going to do because music doesn't even sound like a real job to someone who hasn't grown up in it. But I started trying to record some songs, started posting on social media, and eventually started getting connected in Nashville and moved here about 2 years ago now with my family. And it's eventually led to me putting out my own music this summer. So God's been super faithful in every single step of the way. It's never what I would have planned for my life, but I think that's what makes it the best because no one could know what would make me happier, would make me step into my purpose the best other than Him.
So your family moved from Delaware.
Yes.
To Nashville.
The perks of being an only child.
For you.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
They're super, super awesome. Always been 100% behind what God's been calling me to, which I couldn't be more grateful for.
Well, I'll tell you what, when we come back, I think you have a Bible verse to share with us. And I'm interested to get into that because it's a really cool part of the show, and I have a feeling it's going to be extra special today. So we'll be right back with Dorothy right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Whether you're listening on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO, you're streaming online at 897WJHO.org, or like my favorite saying every week is, you just happen to be scrolling over all those podcasts you listen to, and you get stuck on this one called Rock the Flock, and you can't get away from it. I can't apologize for that. It's just too awesome. And making it even better this week, Dorothy, my guest. Dorothy, I don't ask homework for the show, but the one thing I do ask is to bring a Bible verse to it. And so I'm very interested to see the verse you bring and why you brought it.
Yeah, this was perfect timing. I was writing with some friends of mine yesterday, and we were writing just straight out of scripture, which is one of my favorite exercises. And there was just one verse that it resonated with all three of us at the same time, which I think is special. And it was Psalm 94:19. When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. And I thought that was so beautiful, with the idea of God kind of coming alongside of us in our problems and in our worries and in the things that fill our head. I think sometimes we can try to go to God as like a problem solver instead of like a promise keeper who's going to walk with us through all of it. He never said that we wouldn't have troubles in this world, but He did say He has overcome the world and to take heart in that. And so it was really beautiful just to reflect on the friends that we have to walk with and not just the miracle worker.
That's cool, because a lot of times, like you said, we want to use Him as the life jacket, you know, and not realizing that He's in the boat with you, just like He was in Scripture, you know. And when He was in the waves, in that He was asleep, and everybody was worrying around Him, you know, that we just have to have that peace that no matter what we're going through, good or bad, because you're absolutely right. You know, even the best walk with Christ is not a perfect walk. I mean, look what happened to Jesus when He was on this earth. His life wasn't quite, he had to go through, you know, wasn't quite perfect, but ours especially isn't. But knowing that promise in his word that, you know, he'll never leave us, he'll never forsake us. And just for us to have that faith that no matter what situation we face, good or bad, that he's there.
It's powerful.
So I appreciate that verse. I appreciate what you meant. I really appreciate that you're writing music out of scripture.
Yeah, it's the best. It's such a great resource, although I have to laugh at myself sometimes because I'm opening my Bible in a co-write, and I'm like, this is so good, everyone. And I don't know why I'm surprised that, like, the author of the universe has given us amazing, wise words in the Bible, but I still appreciate it every time.
Yeah, because, I mean, his word is his word, and it's pretty cool what's inside of that Bible. It's our instruction book, so why not use it?
Right?
Well, now, do you go to writer's rounds? Do you still to do that, or do you have a group of people that you kind of get together with to put all of this onto a sheet and add music to it?
Yeah, so I write about half of my songs by myself, and then the other half of those I'm usually going to a writer's night or a writer's round, or I'm just texting friends and we're meeting up at someone's house to write a song. I love writing for other people almost as much as I love writing as an artist, because I think God has so much to share with his people through music in so many different ways. And I think helping someone else tap into how God wants them to say what they have to say, even if it's just, if it's not how I would say it, is such a cool experience.
Well, all right. When we come back, it's one of the coolest parts of the show, because that's how I found you, your music. And I'm just going to stop talking, because if I say anything else, I'll ruin what I'm going to say. So we'll be right back with Dorothy, and we're going to talk about a Fave Five song, and it's called Holy Ground. We'll be right back with Dorothy right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us. My guest this week, Dorothy, from the Nashville area, has just blessed us today. She's one cool young kid. And I guess, I'm sorry, I don't mean to call you a kid, because you're 22. You're all grown up now.
I still feel like a kid. I don't mind it at all.
Well, I say that because you're a child of God, and I can see it. I can see the humbleness in you. And that's what struck me first is, wow, this is a humble child of God. And then we got into the scripture, and I knew something was going to come out of that. And then you sit here and tell us, I write out of scripture. I write my songs out of scripture. And now we're going to talk about your music. First, what instruments do you play?
I play piano and guitar. I usually write more on piano and then play out on guitar.
Oh, that's neat. How many songs have you written?
I haven't checked the tally recently.
Wow.
I think it's around 200.
Wow.
200, 250 probably.
Now, where do you keep them? Do you keep them in a notebook? Do you audio keep them?
Just about everything is in my voice memos, backed up to iCloud. Also in my notes, back up to iCloud. Now, some of these are really going back to like 2018. So most of them will not see the light of day, but they are there still.
Well, I want to talk now about the song you sent me. You said, I forget what your message said, but it was basically, I think I'll send you this one. And last night I pulled up, I was at home by myself. It was me, my poodle, my two cats, My wife went for a walk, and I said, I'm just going to pull up this song and listen to it. So I turned my surround sound on, and I'm sure the neighbors could hear me, but that's fine. And I listened to this song called Holy Ground. Dorothy, I'm not kidding. I probably played it 5 to 6 times back to back. And as I was sitting there, and I'm going to try not to do it right now, but there were tears just rolled down my face because each time I heard it, I heard something different in it. And I'm not going to get into it because I'm going to ask you to tell us about the song. But what a powerful song.
Thank you. So, I really appreciate that. Yeah, I definitely had tears in my eyes when I wrote it. It had been a tough couple months, but it was those couple months where I had just constantly been going to God, like telling him what I needed from him. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, it's just been so hard. And I found myself writing and like all these sad songs. And I'm like, why am I writing all these sad songs? Like, I've got a good God. I've always been a sad songwriter. But the funny story about this is I actually wrote it while listening to another song. I was in a very impatient mood that day. And I was listening to like a 5-song EP. And the one intro to the song was like 37 seconds long. And I just like shut the whole thing off. I was like, I can't sit through this. I don't have the patience for this. Patience is a virtue for a reason, apparently. And I felt the Holy Spirit kind of whisper to my heart, like, no, 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 no. There's more to be found here. And I was like, well, isn't that a word for my whole life? I have been rushing for years, trying to rush out of high school. I'd crammed all of my college into 2 years to like try and like get out and move to Nashville. And then it's like, move to Nashville. Okay, got to get music out. Got to get a record deal, blah, 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 blah. And not really asking God, like telling God what I wanted to do for him and not asking him what he wanted for me. And maybe there was more in all these situations that I was trying to rush out of. And that's when I started echoing the Psalms, because I realized I, like David, had been asking, Lord, how long will you leave me here? But what David also did was turn it to praise. And so that's really what Holy Ground became, was my praise in the secret place. And it's a vocally difficult song for me. It kind of gets on both the low end and the high end of my vocal range, so it almost didn't get cut. But it was one of my mom's favorites, and my mom is one of my favorite people. And she's like, I just think there's something about this song, like, I'd love for you to do it. And then I recorded it, and it was a really special recording process. My producers, Kevin Embleton and Jason Bennett, just like totally brought my vision to life in a way that I couldn't have. And after it was finished, I was like, I can't believe I almost ditched this song, mm-hmm. which I think is also a beautiful testimony to having people in your life that can see things in you when you're letting the voice of insecurity speak too loud. So yeah, it's just been a special journey watching people connect with it, connecting with it myself. So yeah, thank you so much for having me to talk about that.
Well, I love this song because it starts out like, you know, it's Monday morning, you know, and here we go again. And mm-hmm. and sometimes I do that. This is going to be my new Monday song because it, to me, and it's going to be my Monday, my Tuesday, my Wednesday, my Thursday, my Friday. It's just going to be my song for every day I get up, because when I get up and put my feet on the ground, I'm on holy ground.
Yeah.
And my life will be that way. I'll walk that way. And every step of it, I'm going to walk that way. So thank you for... Man, thank you for reminding. I can't wait for people to hear this song. And like I said, I had to keep listening to it because I heard something every time I listened to it. So, Dorothy, this is a blessing of a song. I hope somebody who's listening today, if they weren't touched through your testimony, if they weren't touched through the scripture that you gave us, they will be touched with this song. So would you do the honor of introing the song for us?
I will. I'm not quite sure how to do that, though.
Well, it's really simple. We keep everything simple. I'm sure you can tell. I'm not a very sophisticated person. I love the Lord. I love doing this show. It's totally awesome because we get to do things like this. And yes. So all you have to do is say, I'm Dorothy, and this is my song, Holy Ground.
Okay, fantastic. Here we go then.
The world premiere. Is it the world premiere on radio?
On radio, yes.
Here, oh,
it's a big moment.
Man.
Gotta make sure we hype it up properly then.
All right. Well, take it away.
All right. I'm Dorothy, and this is my song, Holy Ground.
It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for again for tuning into the show this week. What a show. What a lineup of exceptional music you've heard today. All Christian independent artists. Like I say, you would never know if you were just scrolling past the dial because it's all that good. It's probably even better than what you hear on a normal, I hate to say this, Christian station. Because this music is just different. And my guest this week, her song is just that different because it's just that good. Dorothy, thank you for being available. Thank you for sharing a little bit of your testimony. What a testimony. I mean, we didn't really dig into it, but to make a move from Delaware to Nashville to pursue what I call not a dream, but a purpose. Man, that's big.
Yeah, it has been big, but I'm grateful for every person that God has put in my path to help me along that way. It's a narrow road, but I don't think it has to be a lonely road. And I'm grateful for all of it.
And we have to give a shameless plug to your parents because you made a statement that your dad sold half of a business to be able to do this. You said your mom was the one it kind of encouraged you to keep going with Holy Ground, which I believe is a song that's going to keep going. So get ready for that. Okay, when people hear it, just get ready.
I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
I'll tell you, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for this show. Thank you for all the artists. Lord, I ask you to continue to bless them. God, thank you for the artists that you brought to the show this week. Thank you for Dorothy. Lord, thank you for the humbleness that you have in her heart, Lord. The humbleness to serve you, whether it's to write her own music or God, the word that you give her, that she's going to give to another artist to play. Lord, as she does that, I ask you just to continue to guide her, to continue to protect her, to put a hedge of protection around her. Lord, to send angels to watch after her. God, lead her into the doors of opportunity that you have for her. And bless each and every one of her steps. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, Miss Dorothy. How was that today?
It was awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, it was my honor. You were just one cool, and I'm old, and like I said, I'm old enough to say this. You're just a cool kid.
I appreciate it.
You're rocking out for the Lord. Well, how can people, because they'll want to know now, after hearing this pretty cool song, how can they connect with you?
Yeah, so if you're looking to find my music, I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, all the things under just Dorothy, D-A-R-T-H-Y. And if you want to connect on social media, I am most present on Instagram and TikTok at I Am Dorothy. I'm also on Facebook at the same handle, but you might not see me very often on there. And would love to hear your thoughts.
Do you have anything to close the show?
It's a great question. Honestly, just another offer of gratitude. Lord sends people to encourage all along the way, and then I'm grateful for every single one. So I hope this blesses anyone who's listening.
Well, Dorothy, thank you once again. I hope you have a great evening. And if you're listening on the podcast, on the podcast, you won't get to hear that song, but I encourage you to go out there and find it. you know, I went on YouTube. It was really easy to pull up on YouTube and have fun after you listen to this song. Have a little fun in your life walking on holy ground.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Dorothy, thank you for being a part of the Rock the Flock family now, and buckle up and get ready, because I told you, I don't know where this thing is going, but it's picking up speed.
Awesome.
Well, that's Dorothy right here on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.